What's the best advice you've given?
I believe it's been situational. So the best advice I told her is, you know, using the gambler approach, knowing when to hold them, when to fold them, et cetera, and just being able to look at things and maybe you have to have diversification in your approach to certain issues or areas that you perceive conflict in. Sometimes just waiting an hour before you respond to something so that you're able to kind of think it through and see if that's the most prudent approach, or sometimes immediate response is important. That type of approach to some of the questions and the problems that she's starting to encounter as an emerging professional, I think that that's been something that I learned early as a professional, and I hope that it's been valuable to her.
You said it was important to have a woman and a woman of color.
Correct.
As your mentor. Have there been particular issues of perhaps sexism or racism that you've been able to talk out with her?
I really haven't encountered any specific incidents of, you know, sexism or racism. But it's,
I mean,
just,
maybe not even in work,
right?
But
it's just the feeling of when you're going into a room constantly and you don't see people who look like you, you begin to like internalize the idea that you're not supposed to be there. So just being able to talk to her about what that feels like, how to boost my own confidence, how to, you know, just counter that feeling and still, you know, get my work done has been really helpful.
Mm-hmm. How does that feel?
Very isolating. And again, like I said, you just begin to think that, am I supposed to be here? You know, is my voice as important as everyone else's? So I've been able to really talk to her about how that feels and work on minimizing that voice in my head, I guess.
And making your true voice come
right,
out?
Correct.
Yeah. I think that's probably for emerging professionals, but throughout your whole life, you
right.
know, you're in different situations. How do you make your voice be heard and valued?
So like Stephanie has expressed several times, I'm the only African-American woman in the room in several forms. And so we've discussed this a few times. And I believe I'm going to paraphrase it, but there was a saying by Michelle Obama where she was saying, everyone in the room is smart, including you. And if you're in that room, you've earned a right to be in that room. And seize that and work with that. And so there's no one in, you're in that room. It's something that you should feel confident about and operate from that as your area of expertise. So frequently I'm in a room and there's no one in that room that looks like me, but I'm in there because I have a position of not authority, but more of expertise. And then I'm there to lend my voice for whatever reason. And so we've discussed this a few times where I'm like, if you're in that room, you're there for a reason. You get to seize that and use that as an operation of expertise for yourself.